You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Well, we always appreciate the Stern team for helping us with our housing coverage.
Priced out. Housing. Special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
And if you're looking for an affordable house, you're not going to find it in Utah. We were not listed as one of the six cities that you can choose from. And I'm going to go over the list in just a moment. But what a shocker that the average home price, $550,000, $600,000, isn't considered affordable by Fox Business News.
Do you think we are a little uppity about where we want to live? I wonder, because I grew up in a kind of a small town, and I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. I really didn't have to live downtown Salt Lake or live in a big city or live in New York or L.A. I've always liked kind of this smaller town feel.
I'm missing your point to this. What are you trying to say?
Are we too greedy about where we want to live? Like, isn't just home is where the heart is? Does it matter where you live?
So you'd be willing to move to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because that's one of the most affordable places to live in all of America.
Ooh, Pittsburgh would be great.
Is it? Why? Why do you like Pittsburgh?
Well, it's a great sports town. Pittsburgh Steelers, Pittsburgh Pirates,
the median,
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Median home in Pittsburgh sells for $199,000.
Stop it. Are you serious?
No, I'm lying.
That's crazy.
Get me off the air. My facts are screwed up. I'm lying.
I think you missed a number there.
No, 100. My blind spot is seeing right to 199,000.
Can you imagine?
Uh-huh.
Having a mortgage payment on $199,000.
I'll tell you exactly what
home?
That is. 20% down, including taxes and insurance, you'd pay about $1,400 a month at today's interest rates.
With the terrible interest rates that we have. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
So you're willing to go to Pittsburgh. That's number one on the list.
Yeah,
I started right at the top because I thought you'd say no way.
Oh, no. I'm kind of digging it, especially when you say $200,000 for a home. Sign me up.
Would you be willing to live in Cleveland, Ohio?
Oh, Cleveland. Is LeBron playing for the Cavs or no LeBron? No LeBron?
I don't know.
Okay, we're going to pretend no LeBron.
I don't.
Yeah, Cleveland. I thought you
I'm
were going to be
a starstruck like that.
I thought you were
going to
be totally random cities I've never heard of.
No,
Cleveland.
No,
it's a big city.
Cleveland. You know, I'm just looking at Pittsburgh. You only need to make only $60,000 a year to be able to qualify for that home in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's Cleveland is on the list. St. Louis, Missouri. No way. No way. I got
you don't like the arch?
I got a job offer in St. Louis as a reporter back in the 90s, and I turned it down.
St. Louis.
Yeah. I was working in Salt Lake City. I was like, what could be better than Salt Lake City? I'm not a big humidity lover. I don't lean into, 400% humidity with 110
degrees
outside.
Step outside and you're immediately sweating.
I remember I traveled to St. Louis for a conference I think it was the 1980s. I'd never been introduced to the kind of humidity that St. Louis has, but boy, it felt like stepping into all of the wool blankets, and it's just getting tighter and tighter and tighter. I couldn't live in St. Louis. Memphis, Tennessee, that's a curious one for me. Dave and I talking about the most affordable places to live in, six most affordable cities. It says homes are now affordable in just six major American cities, which is a scary number, right? That's according to Fox Business News. Caught this morning. Posted this morning, May 1st at 6 a.m., right when I got up. And I'm like, we got to talk about this because we always, with the help of the Stern team, every Wednesday dive into housing topics. So Memphis, Tennessee, don't know a lot about it. Would you live there, Dave?
I'm with you. The only thing I know about Memphis, Tennessee is the Grizzlies play there. That's it.
Who?
Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, are they the hockey team?
Basketball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. those Grizzlies.
Yeah. They're
They're unknown?
They're the Grizzlies.
They're new?
I mean,
are they new? I don't know about
new-ish.
This.
They came from Vancouver.
Like Memphis, Tennessee. Okay. So it's not Nashville, which is fine. I don't think
how
I'd
close
live
is
in
Nashville and Memphis? Anyone?
I don't know.
Anyone?
We'll ask.
Hands raised.
57500. Give us a text. What's the drive time between old Memphis and Nashville? Indianapolis, Indiana. Isn't Indiana one of the flyover states? Like you
for
never
sure
drive through it.
Yeah. Indianapolis, I've been. I've
oh
been to Indianapolis.
What do you think of it?
It was great. It was fantastic. The Super Bowl was there the year that I went. And so I ran around. Great place. Indianapolis. Ooh. Indianapolis 500. It's a great. I don't even like racing, and I totally dig the Indianapolis 500.
What did you think? What did you think in general about like the nightlife? I know you're a big nightlife guy. Or you know, is it fun? I don't right know a lot about it. You know more about it than I do.
I don't know. I don't know about the nightlife, but it's a college town, professional, okay, the Pacers. There are lots of sports stuff going
okay
on there. It's a
cool
big city.
Okay. Sounds cool.
These numbers sound incredible, Debbie.
$225,000 for a home right now on realtor.com. And the median listing home price is about $225,000 to, I'm seeing up to maybe some sites saying $260,000.
It's half price.
From what?
From here.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you sell your home, you could be carrying a mortgage and go and cash offer.
I could buy two homes.
You absolutely could.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, this is pretty incredible. I'm shocked at your numbers here. This
how
is
smart
this
I
is
am
great news.
Okay, so Birmingham, Alabama is another one on the list. What do you think of Birmingham? I'm not fond of the South. I don't mind driving through it. I don't mind visiting it. I just don't think I would want to live in the South. Birmingham, Alabama. I'm trying to look up the median home price, but it's got to be cheap. It's number six on the list. What do you think about going south? You said you're picky. You know, you're too picky.
We lived in Texas for a number of years.
Oh, you did?
I was born in Texas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I like to claim that I'm technically a Texan, although
oh,
I spent like 8 months there. But I was born in Texas. I can still be a Cowboys fan. Absolutely. I'm not a bandwagoner. So yeah, I've loved the South. My family lived there. They lived in like Louisiana. So
$131,000
in Birmingham, Alabama.
The average Birmingham home, according to Zillow, is valued at $131,000. It's down 4% over the past year, and they're on the market for at least it looks like maybe 14 days is sort of the average there. So you got some time to get in and get a house. You know what I mean? Yeah. Median sale price, according to Redfin, looking just fact checking, $197,000. Yeah. Days on market, 41 days on average.
I'm shocked that there are still homes out there in major U.S. cities mm-hmm that are that affordable. What it really does for me is makes me realize how incredibly expensive homes are here in Utah and how overpriced we are.
Well, if you move to Birmingham and you can buy three homes, you know, if you have a ton of equity in the home that you're living in now because you bought it, you know, 20 years ago for hardly anything and now it's worth over, you know, $600,000. My goodness, it is worth thinking about.
Whenever we're talking about homes, it's because of the Stern team. The Stern team is awesome. You can learn your home's true value in just 30 seconds. Go ahead and visit thesternteam.com.
We know that Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's going to take on Mike Johnson, try to get him knocked out as Speaker.
This is basically a warning, and it's time for us to go through the process, take our time, and find a new Speaker of the House that will stand with Republicans.
But something's happening back in D.C. that rarely happens. Boyd's in with that story next.
911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.